This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This weekend, there were so many good college football matchups. Mm-hmm. We talked Ohio State, Texas, LSU, and Clemson. We had Notre Dame and Miami. We had and even last night wasn't a good one, but it was compelling because of Bill Belichick and getting dusted. It did. I don't always feel this way because week one in college football doesn't always deliver this way. That being said, because it was such a great college football weekend, it did. Like my beak is wetted, and I'm ready to watch some NFL football as of this Thursday.
Oh, you see, what's interesting is I'm still kind of I'm living in what this weekend was, and so like I'm trying to give as many flowers as I possibly can to college football. I thought it was such a great weekend. I had been I've been pretty down on the sport past couple years in general, and so I loved what this weekend was, and I loved the idea that it just felt like we were actually playing for something every single weekend, while understanding that going into it, I did worry about whether or not the idea that you could just lose any of these games, whether or not that would just be something that would just turn me off. And in fact, it didn't. And I want to reward the teams that lost, that were competitive still, for at least playing in these games.
I have one other way of telling that football is back. Every single woman in my house guilted me about football being back.
Oh, they guilted you?
Yeah, no, because they don't want it to be on the TV.
Oh, see, Charlotte kept saying football all weekend. She was loving it. Yeah. Like, every day, football. And at one point, I was almost like baiting her to be like, so you don't like football, do you? And she's like, football, yeah. And I'm like, all right, let's do this.
Give it about 4 years, because, and it was like a lot of things, like if one person notices we're out of iced tea and dad needs to pick that up on the way home, I get four sequential messages. It's like, Vanessa will send me one to pick up iced tea on the way home. And then one of the twins will go to the fridge and then realize that there's no more iced tea. Dad, can you pick up iced tea on the way home? Then the next twin will go. Then Olivia gets home from school and she'll do it. Same thing with football. Is even though Olivia started in marching band 2 weeks ago, which is one way to signify high school football's back, that means football's back, it wasn't until I was in my office, feet kicked up, watching Ohio State, Texas, that Vanessa sat down and was like, oh, that's right. And then sure enough, Sophie came in to give me a hug and say hi. And she turned around and she's like, Dad, do we have to? And I'm like, you don't have to do anything. It's my office. Like I've given you the main TV. Maybe 15 minutes later, my oldest came in. Oh, yeah, that's right. And I was
they felt like they lost their dad.
Like, you know, guys, when you watch K-pop Demon Hunter, I don't go.
Oh, Charlotte watched that this weekend, too. Why is that number one on Netflix? I don't know.
I don't know, but everyone's watching
it. Every kid's watching that.
But I don't instinctively go, oh, I hate this.
It's not very good.
No, most kid programming isn't. And I've spent my life putting up with Curious George and every other Doc McStuffins and K-pop and the Wednesday Addams Show. And you can't just give me football.
Well, it's K Addams on FanDuel now. Yeah.
Wait, what did I say?
Nothing. I'm just messing with you.
Oh, I see. Okay. But no, so that was the other way that I knew football was back. But I also know football's back because people are flipping and switching around their Browns predictions that they held steadfast on. I would like to point out In January, before the offseason commenced, I said this is going to be a team that wins less than six games. I have steadfast after the draft been 3 to 5 wins. I'm here to promise you, I have not changed my expectations.
Well, the only problem in all this is that it took us so many months for Fanta to W three-win Wilson. That's really the only hang-up. If we had three-win Wilson being dubbed for like 5 or 6 months, there'd be no questions about whether or not you've moved off of it or moved in any sort of direction.
The brilliance of it, though, is six-win Fanta. It's just not a good, it's not a good retort.
Oh, no, but five-win Fanta does go. It's a little bit. Well, it plays a little bit with it.
But it's too much taking his bit and then turning it into my own bit.
That's why we wouldn't do it.
Which is why I wouldn't do it. I mean, he is flip-flopping Fanta, so what am I going to say? But I do think it's been interesting to see people who were super optimistic on the Browns in training camp suddenly arrive at six wins. It's been people who were maybe less than optimistic in the offseason now because we're the week of buying into where this is going to go.
You wait. If they win week one, like many people now have predicted to do, which I've put a stop on, if you're predicting it now, it just, I'm sorry, you're not even being bold at this
point.
Not
even today.
No,
like that's not now going forward. You're retroactively
you're
putting
out.
It.
Yeah, you're out. You've missed the cutoff. I'm sorry.
All right.
Like it doesn't work anymore. If you do it today.
Got to read the contest
rules. If you do it today and expect it to be a fire emoji take,
yeah,
not happening. Not in this house. But the point is, if they beat the Bengals week one, it's only going to get ratcheted up. And there is a chance that week one is just the perfect storm of events for the Browns because the Bengals have such a miserable defense. Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor always start off slow. It could be a very misleading week one win for the Browns that would have people chanting Super Bowl, Super Browns the next morning.
I saw so many people pointing out and taking the graphic of the ticket sites and being like, there's so many tickets available for the Sunday.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Guys, they were a 3-win team last year.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't take a quarterback in the draft with the number one pick. They didn't trade for a prominent quarterback.
Shador almost sold out a preseason game, though. If Shador was starting week one, it would be a different equation, and you know that.
Yeah, but I think my point is he's not.
He's not.
Like, and they're coming off a 3-win season. Like, it makes sense. Like, I feel like there's like this case that people are trying to make, like, oh, the Browns are finally standing up, mass revolt to what the no. I just think it's a uninspiring season last year into an uninspiring offseason into what could be the bridge to 2026. And I think for a lot of fans out there, they need to see a win this weekend before they go into Super Bowl, Super Browns mode. And you're right to say, by the way, we're one win away from that from happening.
I mean, I can see it now. I can see them beating the Bengals week one and then everyone turning around and being like, see Flacco in the last 17 games? Have you seen those numbers? 33 touchdowns, 18 interceptions, 4,300 yards. And just completely just omitting the fact that he hasn't played a full season since 2017. Like I think there's a lot of people, and this again, it might just be the perfect storm of events for the Browns taking on the Bengals where everything aligns and they look much better than people think. And you snipe one off week one, and then people are going to get really, really into it.
Yeah.
And then we'll see what happens.
And I think specific to that, like I guess I'm just not binding this team to wins and losses as the ultimate yes or no, pass, fail on what the season is going to be, because I think the season, if you just base it off wins and losses, I think it's going to be really tough to embrace anything that is 7 wins or less. Maybe not 7 wins, but certainly 6 wins or less. Whereas I think Kevin Stefanski keeping this locker room engaged at the end of the season is a win. Whereas I think this this rookie class actually living up to the billing, which feels kind of impossible at this point, given how everybody's put this rookie class on a pedestal.
Yeah, they've been ramped up pretty hard.
There are so many, like, I am genuinely excited for a team that might be a 3-win team, they might be a 7-win team. I think I know where they're going, but I could be at least marginally wrong. And it would be interesting to me that Browns fans would draw the line in this sand, because, guys, we don't have to deal with the moral dilemma of the Deshaun thing.
All right, so let's play the other side of this coin. If the Browns lose week one in a game that it feels like 75% of the fan base has come around to them just sniping off, then what is the reaction? Because if you lose the Bengals game, which seems like it's pretty well set up for you, again, bad Bengals defense, Burrow and Taylor start off slow, it starts to creep into that territory of then what games do we win?
Yeah, but I think how you lose matters. Like, if it's a really, really competitive, close game, and Joe Burrow just happens to out-duel Joe Flacco, but you get a lot of pressure from the defense. You can kind of see where the defense is going to go, and maybe you actually do the thing where you establish a power run game and then base the play action off that. Like, if it's a close game, I don't think you should be disheartened by it. Right?
I think a lot of Browns fans are looking at this in a very binary way. Did we win or did we lose? And I think if you lose to the Bengals, I'm with you. I'd rather look at it like, how did this happen? Especially early on, how did we win? How did we lose? But I think a lot of Browns fans are just looking at it as a win-loss.
It's interesting. I mean, and listen, I can't really refute anybody who's like, this is the interest just isn't there in the same way that it has been in recent years. Yeah,
I mean, it's draining to have a 3-win season last year and then to follow it up if you have another 3-win season. That's draining on people.
And let's remember, every one of the last 5 years, we've gone in thinking playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That was the whole missive when going from Freddie Kitchens to Kevin Stefanski.
Not the first Deshaun year. We didn't have playoff expectations then.
I can't honestly remember my point is, like, you expected them to be competitive. I don't think you can even guarantee that for the Browns this year. So I get it, but I don't know. There's another thought that I've had that I wonder if the fact that certain Browns feel like there's no matter what happens this year, Stefanski and Barry are going to be back, that's also like depriving them of the fruits of the labor of this team sucks. I'll just say, like, yeah, I'm looking at this year to gauge whether Stefanski and Barry deserve here to be long-term. And I think that's another kind of, it's not in the forefront now. It's not in the foreground. It's definitely in the background. But if you're a 2-win team going in November, yeah, that's going to become a real conversation.
I mean, it has to be. It's just so incredibly hard to have a 5-6 win total over 2 years and still keep your job, despite what they think is going to happen. I don't know that as many fans, though, I feel like when we talk to them, I think we focus on Stefanski and Barry. I don't know that they're as focused on that part of it right now. I mean, maybe that's just blind trust in Jimmy Haslam's words, which I think is a dangerous thing to have. But it does feel like a lot of the fan base is just, it's not resigned themselves. They've just accepted the idea that Barry and Stefanski are here.
So I'll give you the ultimate pass-fail in this year.
Okay.
Do you get answers? That's truly, that's what this season's about. Are guys who are into their last year of guaranteed money or who are not necessarily entitled to be here in the future, do you get a firm answer that they're in or they're out? That's a win.
Or are you trading Wyatt Teller at the deadline?
Absolutely. Joe Bitonio at the deadline. Jack Conklin at the deadline. Right? The young guys. All right, can Carson Schlesinger and Mason Graham, can they live up to the hype? Certainly, by the way, yes, Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. There is an are you in or are you out vibe to this season. I've said it's a, we're going to let the chips fall where they may kind of season, but that impacts so many people. There's so many dominoes that are at stake. Like last year, when Deshaun was unplayable and they continued to play him, that was dispiriting. Because it was a bridge to nowhere.
And then they traded Amari Cooper and they traded Za'Darius Smith and people still weren't accepting of what was going on around him.
Yeah, well, but I think my point is, like,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever, you're not really gridlocked now the way you were last year or have been in previous years, because certain contracts are starting to come up. So there are going to be consequences if you don't do the job this year in a way we haven't been able to say that for the last couple of years. I think that's exciting. Like, that does feel like progress, even if progress is leading to more of an abridged rebuild or retool or whatever the hell you want to call it. Like, you're not landlocked by contracts after this season the way you were going into this offseason, certainly the way you have been previous years. Like, you add that to Stefanski and Barry, keep the locker room, the draft's got to look good. There are more movable parts, and I find that exciting to figure out, because it's going to be easier to say, all right, this is a results-based business. What did you do? What haven't you done? You get lost, you stick around.
I just think there's so many things that can happen. It really is like a choose-your-own-adventure, and it's just so many different ways that this can play out.
Are you waiting for this Browns team to win? Let's say as soon as this weekend, before embracing this team. More on that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. I don't even think it's like Browns optimism. I think it's pushback on like the realism that the Browns could be a 6-win team is. Well, it's the NFL. You never really know.
I hate that too. Because people are falling back on that. Like, well, I mean, they got to play the games and NFL, as if the league didn't go 72% chalk last year. So we add him to the list, right? We have Danny Cannell in the 9-win department. We have Coach Riz, who's joining us in 15 minutes in the 9-win department. And now we have Greco. We're building up a little army of 9-win Browns enthusiasts.
I continue to come back to,
they don't have much of a fight in this battle, but it's a little bit of an army.
Listen, I think last year, I think it was meaningful that you set playoffs as the goal, if not playoffs and more, given all the changes you had made. It was year three of the Deshaun thing. It was, you know what, or get off the pot, right? And there were no consequences when you got that wrong. Because a lot of people could just look around and go, well, it's Deshaun. It's not anybody's fault, right?
And they did that.
You don't get two of those in a row in the NFL. And I don't think it is fair to the guys in that locker room or fair to Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Berry to look at this and go, I expect you to be a playoff team or that competitive this year. If they end up there, awesome. Like, cool. Nobody saw that coming. I think we should stick to nobody sees that coming, informing our expectations more than anything.
All right, but let's amuse the power three. Let's amuse.
Is that what we're calling it now? The unholy trio.
I felt like big three, but then I thought they might form a basketball league at the end of it. And I was like, I don't know that we need to go down that road.
If Ice Cube is involved, I'll watch it. Ooh. Ice T is involved?
More people are watching a cup of iced tea than are watching Ice Cube in the big three right now.
I mean, did you see that War of the Worlds movie that came out like a month ago? Breezing right past that?
No, I didn't.
I
can't get over how you just said War of the
Worlds.
War
of the Worlds.
I get it. I had my boo-boo earlier, and
it's fine. We all have them.
It's fine. It's life.
But
I'm sensing a little tension between you two.
It's been reviewed as one of the worst movies of all time.
But yeah, because it didn't involve the Big Three Basketball League. Now, this being said,
hey, if only they'd signed Caitlin Clark, guys, it would have been much different. What road are we building to where the big three, the power three, are actually right here?
Joe Flacco starts 17 games. It's the best defense in the NFL. And Joe throws at least 30 touchdowns and 18 picks or less.
Okay, so you basically gave out his previous 17 game stat line. If he mirrors that, where he had, 33 touchdowns, 18 interceptions, 4,300 yards?
We might have to go 36 touchdowns to 18 interceptions. It needs to be at least 2-1.
I think Mahomes only had like 26 touchdowns last year. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to throw 36 in order to win us over.
Yeah, but he's got the whole previous Super Bowls and recent years thing. I think Joe has to be tremendous.
Okay.
To stick for 17 games.
So 9 wins is just all on the shoulders of Joe Flacco, essentially.
I don't think that's... No, because I think you have to have a great run game. Right? Independent of whoever the running back is, I think you have to have a great run game, which takes the pressure off Joe, so he doesn't have to try.
Offensive line probably needs to not fall completely apart the way it has in the past 2 years.
Everything has to go right.
Okay.
So, like,
And maybe that's what these people are going for, right? Is the idea that just everything clicks. I tend to maintain there's a lot of ifs attached to that, but if everything goes right, then okay, 9 wins.
It's just funny because I think you said something similar to this, and I saw a few people say this on social media after the Andrew Berry, Jimmy Haslam at Ohio State, of like, oh, they're not even trying to hide what the season is. It's like, I actually think that's okay. And again, like, the Browns are not trying to tank. And let's just be clear. Like, when you see these guys, they're in the hunt for the quarterback in 2026, they're not punting on this season. They're also not putting any more, like, extra resources into this season than needs be. They've got a lot of guaranteed money on that roster this year. They've got a lot of veterans on that roster. This isn't tanking. But there is some ownership of, hey, we could be good, we could be less than good, we could be okay, whatever, but this is who we're going to be, and this is what we're trying to accomplish over the next 18 months. I don't think that's the same thing as setting sail and this season's going to suck and everybody go home because this doesn't matter.
No, but the way you described it does make it sound like you think it's almost like there's the hay's in the barn.
No, not at all. I guarantee you there are players in that locker room that think they can win nine games.
If they start off hot, will they add to this team, or do you feel like they'll just stay pat?
I think they'll stay pat. But again, very few teams actually add players at the deadline of consequence. Like, that's not going to be the sign that they're successful.
If let me put it this way. If they start off hot, will they sell like they did last year where they sold off Amari Cooper and then Zadarius Smith?
No, if they start hot, they won't sell.
If they start off hot, we can guarantee that everyone in this offensive line, especially with the expiring contracts, Wyatt Teller, Joe Bitonio, they'll still be on this team?
I don't know guarantee, but yeah, I would be really surprised if they were winning and they traded good players.
Yeah, I would too. And so that's why, like, if anyone's trying to say that they're already cooked on 2025, if they were cooked on 2025, then if they started off hot, they would still be selling off those guys. They'd still be having those conversations. What can we get for a Joel Bitonio? What can we get? Maybe not Joel because he's been here forever and wants to retire as a Brown, but what can we get for Wyatt Teller?
And here's the other thing. I don't think the organization admitting, hey, we got to find a franchise quarterback, I think they're just not lying to you. And I do think, like, sometimes there's been organizational spin with these guys specifically that has made me roll my eyes, that doesn't feel authentic, that begs the question, what are you watching? Because it ain't the same thing I'm watching. Or because again, you can't really lie to Browns fans when it comes to what you're going to see on the field, right? And they did that with Deshaun. They did a lot of, hey, nothing to see here.
They're still doing it. They're still doing it. A week ago, they said that they went on the whole three of them went and saw Deshaun practice and thought he looked great.
Yeah, which, okay.
But they're still doing it.
Well, okay, but in terms of this season, they're not doing that. They're not saying, we think we're a Super Bowl contender. They're not saying, we think we're a playoff contender. And I think that's like, I'm more comfortable with a team being honest about where they are, which is not the same thing as saying they're going to suck. They've never said that. You might infer that from their offseason acquisitions or lack thereof. You might infer that from the Travis Hunter trade down. But there's no move that they've done that hints to tanking or anything like that.
No, I just think last year was their realization that they were way off on the expectations of that team. And then this year and moving forward is the understanding that Rome wasn't built in a day.
I mean, I think last year was the death knell to.
I mean, they really thought they could do something last year.
No, they did.
That's where they made the mistake.
The year before that, too. This is an organization that more or less has been all in damn near every year they've been together and constructed with some level of. I mean, even the Deshaun trade was an all in kind of move in and of itself. They're just not doing that this year. That doesn't mean they don't believe in the guys in the locker room. It doesn't mean they feel fated to have a top three pick. I feel they're fated to have a top three pick. It's an incredibly balanced league, and having some talent, especially if it's old and injury prone, that's not where you want to be. But that's my view on it. I don't think that's where they are. And I do think the pendulum has, we're talking about expectations. I think the pendulum has swung to where there's two wide gulfs here. There's a wide gulf here between two extremes of they're going to be absolutely awful in their tanking, which they aren't, or they're going to be so much better than expected and they're going to be a 9 or 10 win team and you'll all look like fools, which I don't believe to be true either. Like, I think the margins between where Ken's at with 6 wins or where Fanta's at with 6 wins and where I'm at 3, 4, 5 wins, that's appropriate. That's where we should be focused. And then if anything outside of 4 to 6 wins happens,
yeah,
all right, What changed? What was the thing that went right or incredibly wrong this year that led you there?
I mean, to get below three wins is going to have to be incredibly, incredibly wrong. But yeah, there's some things out there that can go really right. I still even think, I mean, it's going to be Flacco's the answer. If everything goes really, really right with Joe and he's able to finish the first season since 2017, the full season, then maybe you're in a better spot than I think you are. I just don't know where you're getting the wins from.
By the way, just to what you said, the Browns, if they are a 4 or 5 win team on paper going into the season, they're a hell of a lot closer to a 2-win team than they are a 7-win team, yeah?
Yeah,
because you said it's hard to see how it would go. I would just say,
I just say it has to go. It has to go in the same way. It has to go really, really right. I do think it has to go really, really wrong if you're a 3 or 4 win team to even end up with 1 or 2 wins.
216-474-0092. Where are you setting your expectations for this Browns season, with respect to John Greco? With respect to people on the absolute extremes on this, I think they're somewhere in the middle. And if they don't land 4, 5, 6 wins, there's going to be a Y attached that changes that conversation. Lance Reisland coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.